Very good. We'll be seated this morning. Our scripture this day comes from John's Gospel, the 12th chapter, beginning in verse 20 through verse 33. This is where the Greeks wished to see Jesus. It says, "Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks, and they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and he said to him, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' And Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus, and Jesus answered them, 'The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies and it bears much fruit, those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name.' Then a voice came from heaven, 'I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again.' The crowd standing over there heard it, and they said it was like thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to him, and Jesus answered, 'This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. It is here for you, not for me. Now in the judgment of this world, now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself.' And he said this to indicate the kind of death that he was to die." This is the word of our Lord this day for us, his people. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.